听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we thank you once again for joining us today. We are in Japan taking a look at a cultural phenomenon called cosplay. It's a type of performance art where people dress up and impersonate their favorite anime, manga, video game, and fantasy movie characters. Nightclubs, cafes, amusement parks, and exhibition centers are where you'll most likely find cosplayers, but if you know where to look, you can catch a few cosplayers performing on the street, too. Okay, let's learn a little cosplay history. We'll begin today's reading under the heading From Science Fiction Origins on page 21.
The Art of Cosplay, from Science Fiction Origins. Although the term cosplay originated in Japan, the idea for it seems to have been born in the United States. In 1939, Forrest J. Ackerman attended the first World Science Fiction Convention in New York wearing a spacesuit. 45 years later, Japanese native Nov Takahashi attended a similar convention in Los Angeles. Impressed by the many costumes at the convention, Takahashi returned home and coined the term cosplay. Soon after, he began writing about it in Japanese sci-fi magazines. Word about cosplay quickly spread throughout Japan, and the rest is history.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and you're here joining us for our second day of this month's culture article. And of course, we are still talking about the art of cosplay. Now, yesterday we learned that cosplay is a word that combines two other words, costume and play. And cosplay takes place when cosplayers dress up as their favorite fantasy or fiction characters. And a lot of this happens in the Harajuku district of Japan. Well, today we're going to learn a little bit about how cosplay got started.
Right. And yesterday we saw, as Chelsea said, that cosplay is that combination between costume and play. And our article today starts off by saying, although the term cosplay originated in Japan, the idea for it seems to have been born in the United States. Now, if this word or if this term cosplay originated in Japan, that means that originally, in its beginning, it came from Japan. Or we could also say that this term was born in Japan.
But as we see here, the idea for cosplay was born in the United States. So the term cosplay was created in Japan, but many years before in the United States, this idea of dressing up as a fantasy character was becoming popular in the United States. And it's all the way back in 1939 that it seems to get its start. There was a man named Forrest J. Ackerman, and he attended the first World Science Fiction Convention in New York wearing a space suit. Now, of course, this refers to an outer space suit. It would be something that maybe an astronaut would wear into space. And a lot of times when we think of space, we think of science fiction. So again, we're talking about a science fiction convention and wearing something that would represent a costume from science science fiction.
Right. I think that would be an appropriate costume for a science fiction convention, because science fiction is often talking about maybe things of the future or things of advanced technology or space travel. So here we're talking about a science fiction convention. Now, a convention is a large gathering. Isn't that right, Chelsea?
It is. It's a large gathering, a formal meeting where people who maybe do a particular job or have a similar interest all gather together. So a science fiction convention would mean that people who are interested in science fiction would all come to one meeting place and have maybe several days or even a week of different workshops and opportunities to learn more about science fiction.
And now, I have never been to a science fiction convention, but I have been to several conventions in my life. One of those was an English teaching convention, and I, along with, well, thousands of other English teachers, came together to learn more and try to improve their skills and knowledge in teaching English.
Yes, and conventions can often be fun because you are surrounded by people who have similar interests as you. So if you could imagine going to a science fiction convention, you might see people wearing different types of science fiction costumes. And it seems that this started all the way back in 1939, and one man started it all. Then 45 years later, this is the early 1980s now, a Japanese native named Nobu Takahashi attended a similar convention in Los Angeles. So it sounds like these science fiction conventions have been around for a long time and popular for a long time.
Right. If Forrest J. Ackerman attended the first one in 1939, then they have definitely been around for a while. Well, impressed by the many costumes at the convention, Takahashi returned home and coined the term cosplay. And you probably remember from previous articles that if you coin a word, that simply means that you create a word or you use the word for the first time.
So now remember, this is all the way back in the early 1980s now. So Nobu Takahashi has attended a science fiction convention. He has seen many science fiction fans there dressed up in different types of costumes, and he kind of likes what he sees. And so when he returns home to Japan, that's when he creates the word cosplay, combining those words costume and play. And not long after he coined that term, he began writing about it in Japanese sci-fi magazines. And of course, sci-fi is just a shorter way of saying science fiction.
Okay, so he was writing about these things in sci-fi magazines back in his home country, Japan, and word about cosplay quickly spread throughout Japan, and the rest is history. Now, oftentimes you'll find this phrase, the rest is history, at the end of a story. And when you're telling a story, sometimes you tell all of the interesting details, and then the rest are details that the listener could probably just figure out on their own. And it might be kind of boring to explain the rest of the details. So you might end the story with, the rest is history.
Right. We like to use this phrase a lot in English. So if you ever want to leave a story off and just say the rest is history, that means that the person listening should be able to figure out the rest without having to have you explain it. Well, that's all the time we have right now. But let's go to a skit and we'll be back shortly.
I feel a little silly wearing this costume.
Don't worry, you look great.
Tell me again why we're dressed like this.
This is cosplay. We're bringing fantasy to life. And we're having fun.
Fun? Are you sure this is fun?
Of course it's fun. Look at you. You look pretty good for a novice.
Well, yeah. Do you know who I am?
I'm not really sure.
I'm Dr. English from Let's Talk in English. He's my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Hey, And you look pretty good, too. You're an experienced pro. You look just like Sherlock Holmes.
Hey, I'm not Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
I'm Inspector E from Let's Talk in English.
Oh, yeah, I really like him.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we make a good team then.
That's right. Hey, and you know what? If we get the approval of fellow cosplayers, we'll be able to enter the contest.
Contest?
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll win.
We're great.
Yeah, and everybody likes Dr. English.
And Inspector E.
Wow.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. It's where the pages of your favorite comic books come to life. If you're a serious fan of Japanese anime and manga, chances are you are interested in cosplay. Cosplay is a kind of performance art with its own vocabulary, trends, and intricate costumes. It's real people living out their fantasy by making their fantasy characters come to life. Before the break, we touched on the history of cosplay. In this final section, let's look at cosplay today. We're now over on page 22 and line 6.
The Art of Cosplay. Cosplay Today. Today, people all around the world are taking part in cosplay's fantasy fun. While anime and manga are deeply rooted in Japanese cosplay, the art often looks different in the West. There, films like Star Wars, Harry Potter, and The Lord of the Rings have inspired a new generation of cosplay fans. The goal of cosplay is to dress up, have fun, and bring fantasy to life. Whether a person is a novice cosplayer or an experienced pro, cosplay is fun for everyone.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were talking about how cosplay has been around for several years, even though the word or the term cosplay originated in Japan not too long ago. Well, let's talk a little bit about the practice or the art of cosplay today.
Right. Today, people all around the world are taking part in cosplay's fantasy fun. Now, remember, at the beginning of our day yesterday, we mentioned that a lot of this cosplay happens in the district known as Harajuku in Tokyo, Japan. But it is not limited to that area, as we see here. All over the world, people are taking part in cosplay's fantasy fun. More and more people are joining in, and it's becoming increasingly popular.
Right. If they're taking part in it, you probably already know that that simply means they're participating in it. They're doing it. They're dressing up in these costumes, and they're having fun with it. Now, while anime and manga are deeply rooted in Japanese cosplay, the art often looks different in the West. So, as there are many, many cultural differences between the way things are done in the East and the way things are done in the West, you would expect that also cosplay looks a little different in the East and the West.
So let's find out how it looks different. It says that there, or in the West, films like Star Wars, Harry Potter, and The Lord of the Rings have inspired a new generation of cosplay fans. So remember, if we're talking about Eastern culture, and specifically Japanese culture, usually their cosplay comes in the form of people dressing up like anime or manga characters. But if you ever travel to the West, and maybe you go to a science fiction convention, you'll see people dressed up in costumes from movies like Harry Potter and The Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. And in fact, Chip, I've actually seen people before in the West dressed up in these costumes, and sometimes I even hear about these conventions, even though I've never been to one myself.
Right. Well, actually, on page 22 of the magazine, we have some cosplayers from the States, I assume, who are dressed up in like Star Wars characters. Now, I have never been to a Star Wars movie in the theater. That's a little before my time. But I have been to a Harry Potter movie, and I do remember some of the people who went to see that movie dressed up as one or two of the characters.
Yes, people really get into this idea of dressing up and imitating their favorite characters. And remember, most of this has to do with science fiction roots. So those types of stories that deal with a lot of futuristic ideas, that's the stories that people use to find characters in to dress up like. And they have a lot of fun doing it.
So in the West, we have different movies inspiring a new generation of cosplay fans. Now, if these movies are inspiring people, that means that they are giving these people an idea to be creative. And often an artist of some kind needs something to inspire them. An artist will need some kind of thing to inspire them to create their art.
That's right. I'm inspired by a lot of things. I often find myself inspired by other people. I really find inspiration from people who have overcome difficulties and from people who help others and from people who try to do the right thing even when it's hard. I find that to be very inspiring in the same way that cosplayers find these fantasy and these science fiction movies to be inspiring to the characters that they play. So the goal of cosplay is to dress up, have fun, and bring fantasy to life.
Okay, and as our deck has already said, that cosplay combines or it brings together fantasy with reality. As we talked yesterday, fantasy has to do with a make-believe world, a world that is not real. But the practice or the art of cosplay brings that unreal world of fantasy into real life. And these characters come to life.
Well, cosplay is sounding more and more fun to me. Our article ends by saying whether you are a novice cosplayer or an experienced pro, cosplay is fun for everyone. Now, if you're a novice at something, that means you are a beginner. You are not very experienced. We often think of novice as being the opposite of professional, especially when it comes to something like sports. We have novice athletes who are probably not paid for playing the sport they love, but then we have professional athletes who would certainly be paid for playing that sport.
Right. I am certainly a novice in all of the sports that I play. And often, a novice, when we use that word, it has some of the meaning of being a learner. So if you're a novice at something, you're lacking experience and you're also wanting to learn more and to gain more experiences at that thing.
Well, I certainly enjoyed learning about cosplay today, and I'm not that big of a fan of science fiction, and I don't know too much about anime and manga, but I think it really sounds like a lot of fun to get dressed up, to make a costume, and to imitate a character, and then to share that with all of your friends. How about you, Chip?
I think this does sound like a fun activity, and it gives people a chance to be creative and share in that creative experience. Well, we hope you've learned something about this new trend in the world today. Now, before we go, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, where are the fantasy books?
I can show you. Are you looking for one particular book?
Yeah, it's called The War of the Worlds.
Oh, Ken, that's not fantasy. That's actually science fiction.
Oh, really? I thought they were the same genre because both of them are unrealistic.
They're different genres because of the content. Science fiction often takes place in the future and involves space travel and life on other planets. For instance, a movie like Star Trek is science fiction. It takes place in a fantasy space world where aliens and humans work together.
You just said it takes place in a fantasy space world. What about fantasy? How is that different from science fiction?
Fantasy is similar to science fiction in that it takes place in an imaginary world. However, in fantasy, the main character often has a special quest or mission. Also, they must accomplish this quest by battling evil characters who often have magical powers. Have you ever seen The Lord of the Rings?
Oh yes, that's a great movie.
It's one of my favorite movies that just happens to be fantasy. Frodo's quest was to destroy the ring. Along the way, he finds himself in imaginary worlds with mystical characters.
Mystical characters? Are you talking about the elves and wizards?
Yes, the elves and wizards had magical powers. In science fiction, things are much more scientific than magical.
I see. Well, now that I know the difference, I think I'd like to take a look at the science fiction section for my book.
Let me know if you need any help finding it.
Okay, thanks. 在图书馆或者书店找书，一定要知道书的类别。有一种是 science fiction 科幻，有另一种是 fantasy。两者差别在于 science fiction 通常是发生在未来，而且因为牵涉到 science 科学，所以几乎都是跟太空有关，像 Star Trek 星际争霸战、 Alien异形以及 Avatar， 这些都是典型的 science fiction。 Fantasy 是幻想小说，那这一类的故事呢，都是发生在幻想的一个奇幻世界当中，而且主角通常都有一个 quest， 就是去追寻某样东西。 Lord of the Rings 魔戒就是一个幻想小说。好，我们下次图书馆见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 originate 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 origin, 起源或由来这个名词。所以动词 originate 是指源自于或者是发源于。例如 ,the custom originated among the natives of the island. 这个习俗源自于这个岛屿的原住民。或者是 ,the technology originated in Germany, but it developed in the States.这项科技源自于德国，但却是在美国发展起来的。接下来我们看的是 The rest is history 这个成语。 The rest is history 是指其余或者是剩下来的都是众所皆知的。例如 The famous soccer player and the pop star met at the party. It was love at first sight and the rest is history. 这位有名的足球球员和这位流行音乐歌星在一场宴会中遇见，他们一见钟情，接下来的故事大家就都知道了。最后我们看的是 novice 这个名词，注意这里的 O 是发 R 的音，念成 novice。 novice 是指新手或者是初学者，例如 for a novice graphic designer, this project is way too difficult. 对一位平面造型设计的新手而言，这个案子实在太困难了。或者是 I've never played golf beforeI'm a complete novice. 我从来没有打过高尔夫球，我是一个完完全全的新手。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye bye.
The Art of Cosplay from Science Fiction Origins. Although the term cosplay originated in Japan,The idea for it seems to have been born in the United States. In 1939, Forrest J. Ackerman attended the first World Science Fiction Convention in New York wearing a spacesuit. 45 years later, Japanese native Nobu Takahashi attended a similar convention in Los Angeles. Impressed by the many costumes at the convention, Takahashi returned home and coined the term cosplay.Soon after, he began writing about it in Japanese sci-fi magazines. Word about cosplay quickly spread throughout Japan, and the rest is history. Cosplay today. Today, people all around the world are taking part in cosplay's fantasy fun. While anime and manga are deeply rooted in Japanese cosplay, the art often looks different in the West. There,Films like Star Wars, Harry Potter, and The Lord of the Rings have inspired a new generation of cosplay fans. The goal of cosplay is to dress up, have fun, and bring fantasy to life. Whether a person is a novice cosplayer or an experienced pro, cosplay is fun for everyone.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 33.
What? No, we never take... What are you talking about?
You don't have him? You didn't take him?
No, no, no. We know nothing. We take you? Many problems now. Very difficult. He's very angry now.
Dr. Tsai? Why is Dr. Tsai angry? About what?
No, woman. Not Dr. Tsai. Mr. Masri.
Who is Mr. Masri?
Mr. Masri! Mr. Masri!
Kate knew better than to push on this. She had been hearing the name Mr. Masri throughout their conversations. Apparently, this Mr. Masri, whoever he was angry, and these thugs were acting on his behalf. What this all had to do with Jenny and her dad, though, was totally confusing to her. Suddenly, she heard several cars screech to a halt outside. As car doors slammed, she could hear voices calling out orders. The leader and his troops had arrived. A small army of men burst in the doorway. Kate's eyes had already adjusted to the darkness inside, so she could not make out the figure leading the small entourage.
Mr. Baxton! Oh, thank you for coming. I was getting so scared.
Shut up and give me your phone. You're going to do exactly as I tell you. Don't think, just do. I am fed up with this. They are messing this whole thing up. We need to get Jenny here and fast. I am not going to let you two naive girls mess up my life's work. I've had enough. You play dirty, we play dirty.
Friends, with Japanese manga and anime paving the way, cosplay is spreading out way beyond Japan into the rest of the world. Today, we can see the cosplay craze growing in Europe, Australia, South America, and North America. Speaking of North America, our article tomorrow is related to cosplay. It, too, is about fantasy meeting reality. Tomorrow, we'll visit a small town in America and participate in a festival where people dress up like their favorite superhero, Superman. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a super day. Bye-bye, everyone.